Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
Darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God, he's the breath of God, he's the wind of God. The Lord is the Spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim, and we welcome him here. And speak in his language tonight. We're not afraid of recording in tongues. We're not ashamed to speak the language of angels. Alua bara.
what you are going through today. The sorrow, the hardship, and the pain. But though the mountains crumble and the oceans rage, and war against my soul the devil may wage, though the tempest has turned my smile upside down, and my life like a river of sorrow in which I drown, yet will I stand unshaken for as long as it lasts. Faithful is he that promised, and it shall come to pass. If God be for us, then who can stand against? The God who spoke all the earth into form, he said, let there be light, let it be bright, let there be day, let there be night. Out of the sound of his voice, birds, fish and trees did come. The mountains, they melt like wax. The hills skip like young cows at the sound of the voice of the God that we serve. Our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Beside thee, O Lord, we have no other God.
Lift up your head.
our time. What we waited for.
Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. To you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Let us pray. Good morning, Holy Ghost. We bless you. We thank you. Praise you. We worship you. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us in the name of Jesus. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender this service to you. We surrender our children to you. We surrender our grandchildren to you. Holy Spirit, we surrender our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews to you in the name of Jesus. We surrender this ministry to you. It is your ministry. Holy Ghost, move in our hearts. Move in our minds. Move in our thoughts. Move in this service. Move on the prayer line. Move, Holy Ghost. We pray for a mighty move this year, 2023, in every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, perfect all that concerns us. Oh, Holy Ghost, we surrender to you. Let the light of God shine. Let there be light. Let there be light in every area of our lives. Let your holy light shine. Let your holy light shine, Holy Ghost. Let your holy light shine. Holy Spirit, move upon our hearts. Move upon our hearts. Spirit of the living God, we surrender to you. This day we surrender to you. This second, this minute, this hour, we surrender to you. As we go through the fasting and prayer, we surrender everything that concerns our lives to you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, I lift up these prayer requests in my right hand to you, Holy Spirit. Every single one of them, I lift up to you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, that these prayers, Almighty God, be answered according to your will, plan, and purpose for these lives in the name of Jesus. And I pray for your grace and your mercy to cover each and every prayer, everyone on these prayer requests in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, hear their prayer. Hear their prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless these families in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them in the blood of Jesus, oh God, and perfect all that concerns their lives in the name of Jesus. Let them never lack. Oh God, provide for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and intervene in every area of their lives where there's issues and problems. I pray this morning for your divine intervention. Where there's healing needs to be done, Lord, heal, deliver, free, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Release the anointing of, oh God, upon their lives, oh God, your yoke-breaking anointing, oh God. You, the Son, have set free, is free indeed. Loose that other shackles, bondages, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray that even those that don't know you, they will come closer to you and know you personally as the Lord and personal Savior. And those that know you will come closer to you, oh God. I pray a special grace upon each of them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we say, thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless you for our children. We bless you for our families, our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Oh, God, we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you for this life, oh, God. We bless you. We thank you who woke us up this morning. We said thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Thank you, Lord, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We appreciate you, Almighty God. We love you, oh God. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We come to the throne of grace, oh God. And this morning, oh God, we ask you for your mercy. Have mercy, oh God, upon us. Forgive us of all that we have done that are not pleasing to you, oh God. Be merciful unto us, oh God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. Father, we pray for mercy. Our righteousness is as filthy as rags in your sight. Oh God, so we ask you for mercy. Cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness, oh God. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for each and every one of us, oh God. Mercy, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy. Lord, this morning we apply the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We cover this prayer line and radio blog in the blood of Jesus. We cover our environment in the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places, our homes in the blood of Jesus. We cover our cars, our transportation in the blood of Jesus, our workplaces, our office places in the blood of Jesus, everything that concerns our lives in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. We claim all the unlimited breakthroughs and blessings that's in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus to our spirit, soul, and body. We apply the blood, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, over our finances, over everything we touch, oh God, the blood. Every food we eat, the blood of Jesus. Every water we drink, the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus upon this day. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We cancel those plans, anything that has come against us. Against our children, against our spouses, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to be with us, to guide us and protect us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and do your biddings in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your holy angels guide and protect us and do your bidding in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father God, we pray for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, the fresh oil, the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Thank you for the oil we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Refresh our spirit, refresh our souls, refresh our minds, oh God. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Renew our minds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to love as you love us, oh God. Help us and teach us, oh God. And help us to forgive as you've forgiven us. Father, let us walk in your love. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you touch our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, empower us in the name of Jesus. We surrender once again to you, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Father, perfect all that concerns us. And Lord, I lift up before I go into the word, the House of Representatives in the United States Congress to you. Father God, do the miraculous. In the name of Jesus, Father God, there's nothing too hard for you to do. You know the hearts of each and everyone in that place. People can say one thing and do another thing. But I pray, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will move in the hearts of each and every one of them, oh God. Spirit of the living God, move in their hearts, even as they gather this afternoon. In the name of Jesus, Father God, those who have the interest of the people and not selfish gain, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, oh God, there's nothing too difficult for you to do. Oh God, we perfect all that concerns this nation. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the president. I pray for his family, his wife and his in the name of Jesus. I pray for the senators, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let revival sweep through this nation. Oh God, have your way in the United States in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for Israel. I pray for your peace, oh God, to reign in Israel. In the name of Jesus. And those in Israel, in Jerusalem, in the areas that have not received Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior, Lord, I pray for their salvation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you made a covenant with Israel. You made a covenant with Israel through Abraham, oh God. And we are engrafted into that covenant. So we lift up the nation of Israel. Father God, we place every citizen on your altar, everyone on your altar. We pray for the political, what's going on politically. We ask you for your divine intervention. Father God, let there be peace. Let there be love. Let there be unity. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has been placed this on my heart about his love. Hallelujah. We talk about repentance. We talk about redemption and all those things. We which is very important when you come in the kingdom of God. But we must remember this. God is love. God is love. He loves us unconditionally. The Bible says in Psalm 109:26, help me, Lord, my God. Save me according to your unfailing love. His love is unfailing. Hallelujah. People do things to themselves, suicide, do this because they do not believe that God loves them. Because of rejection, people go through a whole lot. But I'm here to say to you that the Lord's love for you is unfailing. John 16:27, no, the Father himself loved you because you have loved me and have believed I came from God. Jesus speaking. For God so loved the world for that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Love. You know what makes a relationship? That agape love. That agape love, when you have the agape love of God in your heart, you will not be selfish. You will forgive easily. Hallelujah. Jude 1:21, love. Keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus to bring, Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. God loves. Psalm 36:7, how priceless is your unfailing love, O God. And we take refuge in the shadow of your wings. His love for us is this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. 1 John 4:9-10, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior, he saves you. He will take delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. 1 John 3:1, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. The world does not know God because they don't have love in their heart. Everybody trying to stab another person in their back. Everybody trying. That's why the world is in chaos. People are not afraid to kill another person. Countries against countries, wars going on because there's no love. Families at each other's throat. Lack of love. There's no love. A mother taking that child and giving all of this child to the witch doctor or using their children for sacrifices. That's not love. That's selfishness. That's not love. It's selfish and evil. Because the mother wants to have power or wants to do this. That's not love. When you love your children and you love, you're not going to do those things. You put your, when love, you, it comes with humility. You want to see the best, not only for your children, but for others. 1 John 4:7, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not boastful. It does not insist on its own way. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. God is love. And we see the love of Jesus exemplified when he came on this earth. Look at the woman caught in the act of adultery. He had mercy. You see, with love, you will have compassion. You will have mercy upon others. Love comes with loyalty. When you really love someone, you will be loyal. You will not backstab them. You will not destroy them. Because when you love, love comes with loyalty. That means the trust. There's a trust. How many of us can say that it's happening in our lives or in our families? Children against children. Parents against children. Children against no love. No love, everybody for themselves. Trying to seek their own gain. No love. So how can we say we have been redeemed? How can we say we have repented when we have no love? And we should encourage love among our children, in our families, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke 10:25-37. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied, how do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Do this and you will live. Do this and you will live. In reply, Jesus said that, and he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, but who is my neighbor? And many of who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? And Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down this road. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him pass by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Hallelujah. 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 Then he took the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy. on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. And this is what love is. The Levite fast, the priest fast, but this Samaritan stopped. Went to the man, bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Oh, this is a topic when I break it down, what it means by pouring on oil and wine and bandaging the wounds. These days we don't bandage wounds. Bandaging the wounds, love is covering. You cover others in love. Love covers a multitude of sins. We quick to point fingers at others or looking at ourselves. We got to cover one another. Hallelujah. Perfect love. How can we be redeemed? How can we say we got repentance and all these things if we don't have this love in us? And we don't desire, maybe we don't have it, but do we desire to have it? Because maybe we've been selfish all our lives. Maybe we've been mean all our lives. Maybe we've been insensitive to others. Do we desire what Jesus is talking about? Because sometimes you have these ways, but you say, Lord, take away this thing out of me. The heart of stone cannot love. The heart of stone is selfish. The heart of stone just wants to everything selfish. We cannot have the love. And so let me tell you, people are impossible to love. I know it. Possible. Sometimes you push. You try to show them love. They show you the negative part of them. It happens. It happens to every one of us. And so what do? No, you ask God for his grace. Ask God for grace to love the unlovable. Ask God for his grace to love selfish people. Ask God for his grace to love unkind people. Ask God for his grace to love people who have said the worst things about you. Ask God for his grace to love people that mean and selfish. Ask God for his grace. And God will give you that. That's what we need. We have grace to love. Grace to love. Grace to love one another. Grace to be kind and tender-hearted and loving to one another. Grace. We want mercy, but we don't give mercy. We want kindness, but we don't give kindness. Well, she didn't do this for me. So why is she doing it for this person? But this person didn't do it. That's not love. You leave those things to God. Oh, let him deal with it. You just do what is required. Do you think you're going to explain all those stories when you go to heaven? You will see your whole life in front of you. When you have the chance to love, when you have the chance to give, love, big love. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for this word. As you go through our fast, how can we go through fasting when we don't care, when we don't love? So give us grace to love even those that hurt us. Those that evil, give us grace. Those that evil towards us, give us your grace. Give us your grace. For God to love the unlovable. Give us your grace to be kind, caring, tender-hearted. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of your Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Continue in fasting. Please take time to read 1 John 1 on love. Hallelujah. God bless you.